The last few sessions, we discussed the halachas of Kasek Tara. Now we're going to move on to Shiva Nikiyim, and specifically the Bedikos during Shiva Nikiyim. So interestingly, just as the presentation of the Mishnah on Tamach Chesed Aleph, apropos to Hefsek Tara, presents the Zman Hefsek Tara Bidi Eved, and then you have to extrapolate from the Mishnah, what's the Din L'Chachila? The same is true when it comes to the number of Bedikos that are necessary, where the Mishnah Samaches presents a three-way machlokas tanayim about the minimum number of bedikos necessary bidi eved, which we'll discuss. But there's no clear indication what are the numbers and frequency of bedikos lechatchila. The Tosos on Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil of Reb Lezer, writes that lechatchila bedikos need to be performed during each of the Shiva Nikiyim. So notwithstanding the machlokas tanam about how many bedikos are necessary bidi eved, and whether a day lacking a bedika is either sets you back totally or just isn't counted towards the Shiva Nikiyim, or not, but when it comes to lechachila, you require bedikos every day, and presumably a single bedika every day during the Shiva Nikiyim. That's Tosos Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil for Blazer. And that's what the Rush writes as well in his Kitzer Hilchos Nida. L'chachila, a woman performs a bedika each day of the Shiva Nikiyim, but only one bedika a day. The Ravid writes in Shar HaBedika Vasfira 7 Beis, Shar HaBedika Vasfira 7 Beis, that this is the implication of the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah uses a lashon of Bidi Eved when it comes to Bidikas Aleph Vizayin, Hazav Hazav Shebadku Atman Biyam Rishon Numatzatar Biyam Shvira Matzatar. So the fact that the Mishnah has that presentation that if they only did Bidikas on day 1 and 7, then according to Razer, that's Kasha Bidi Eved. And I'm sure we would disagree, but the fact that that's the presentation of the Mishnah implies Alma lechachila mitzvahs bedika kol shiva. Because there's presumably no middle ground. Either the bedieved, according to Blazer, is 1 in 7 is sufficient, so what would the lechachila be? There's no reason to believe that lechachila would be 3 days out of 7, bedieved 1 in 7, and the chachila 3 or 4 days out of 7, so it's all or nothing, so to speak. So absent any other indication, the default presumption should be that bedikas lechachila are every single day, and the Mishnah is talking about the bedieved case of 1 in 7. And that's what the Agos Maimonides writes as well, Perek Vav Os Dalet. The Baal Amar is massive over there in Os Beis, and says that, no, in fact, there isn't any difference between lechachila and bedieved, and there is not even a lechachila to do bedika b'chol yom. So the Mishnah's lashon bedieved is somewhat lav dafka, but there isn't even a lechachila to perform bedikas beyond day 1 and day 7, according to Blazer, at least. And the Ramban has the following lashon, Hilchos Nida, Perek Tes, Os Kaf Beis. The Dai La B'Bedikas Yom Rishon V'Shvi, it's sufficient to do B'Bedikas on day 1 and 7. Ach Min HaMufkar Hu, Livdok B'Chol Yom V'Yom, Nizayin Yimei HaSfira. But the mina mufkar, the lechachila, is to do bedikos every day of those 7 days, again, presumably once a day. Okay, so that's, again, Tosos, the Rush, the Ramban, the Ravid, with perhaps slightly different formulations, but essentially it's all the same shita, that the lechachila bedikos are once a day, every day during Shiva Nikiyim. The Baal Amar indicates that, at least according to Blazer, that isn't even necessary lechachila. The Rambam doesn't say anything. You know, the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halachas Kaf Aleph to Kaf Beis, makes no mention of a... The Rambam presents the Din of the Mishnah, of Bedikas Al V'Zayin, makes no mention of Bedikas L'Chachil beyond that. But again, Darko Shal Rambam, as we know, is to quote what's in the Gemara. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't have any other formulation of Bedikas L'Chachila, it's not surprising necessarily that the Rambam doesn't either, but doesn't necessarily speak to what the Shita of the Rambam is. Okay, but all these we've shown him today, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Tosos, and the Rosh, to the extent that we require a Bedika of Kol Shiva, that's a single Bedika every day, no evidence in any of these we've shown him of any obligation beyond a single Bedika once a day. However, the Torah calls him a smag, that a woman should perform Bedikas during the Shiva Nikiyam twice a day, Shachris v'Arvis, in the morning, and Arvis at the end of the day. And the Beis Yosef quotes this as a position not only of the Smag, but the Smak as well. Sefer Truma Simin Peiches, Mordechai B'Shem Rokeach, and Shari Dura Oz Ches. In the very back of the Shari Dura, which, as you know, is primarily a work on Yisrael, there are a few pages, very brief, Chibra and Hilchas Nida. So Shari Dura there in Simen Ches has this as well, the requirement of Bedikos twice a day, L'chachila, during the Shiva Nikiyam. The Lashon HaSmag is interesting in a couple regards. Lashon HaSmag. So the Bedikos are Shachris or Arvis. Quote, B'shachar kishal medas minitasa, in the morning when she gets out of bed. The Arvis kishalachas lebeis hakneses, and in the evening when she goes to shul, kodem shiyalayla, before it starts. So that's how it's printed in the smag that we have, that and the sefer truma, that the woman performs the afternoon or the evening bedika prior to going to shul, kodem shiyalayla, at the end of the day. So that's an interesting indication. That sounds like the practice of medieval women in the lands of the, well, you have this both in the smag and in the sefer truma. So you have this among Bali Tosos. Women in different countries would be going to shul every day during the week for either early Maariv or Mincha, as if we accept what we know from the Truma Sadesha, and the common practice in his day, a little later, was that Maariv was always davened early, and the question how early, because indications that it was super early, so maybe they're going for Maariv too. So that is interesting if the medieval Jewish women were so pious as to go to shul on a regular basis. So I thought, and I saw that Rabbi Morgenstern, in one of his citations, doesn't say this, but he writes it out, writes this out this way, that maybe this is really supposed to be Beis HaKisei and not Beis HaKnesses. That this is written as Rashi Tevos, Beis HaKaf, and what we really mean is that the women would go to the outhouse before it got dark, and that was the appropriate time for performing the Bedika towards the evening. So Rabbi Morgenstern, in one of the footnotes, so in one place he quotes the Lashon of Rishon and Beis HaKaf, and then the next place he writes, he just spells it out and writes Beis HaKisei. So in all the printing we've shown him, as far as I could tell, I looked in the Smagen side and the Sefer Truman side, so whoever has this, it's spelled out as Beis Knesses, but when they... I haven't looked at the actual Kisvayar. I don't know if they're out there, if anyone wants to do the research, but I would suspect that the original language may have been Beis HaKisei and not Beis HaKnesses. But be that as it may, the position of the Smag is that there has to be Bedikas twice a day, and then he goes on to indicate that Bedikas on day 1 and day 7 are ma'akev both the Shachris and the Arvis. But to the extent that we assume, as we'll discuss next time, what bedikas are necessary to the Eved, but to the extent that we assume that bedikas Aleph and Zayin are ma'akev, if that's the case, the way the Smad presents it is that bedikas Aleph and Zayin are ma'akev, both of them are ma'akev. That if you miss either of the two bedikas on day one or either of the two bedikas on day seven, that is li'ikuva. And that's clear in the Rokeach as well, and in the Sefer Truma, Simen Peches, that these Rishonim, not only do they require two bedikas a day as a lechachila matter, but the two bedikas on day one and day seven are even li'ikuva. The Mordechai, in his presentation, seems to split between day one and day seven in this regard. And again, our focus now isn't on B'di'evet so much, but we're just developing the position of the two B'dikas a day Rishonim. So the way the Mordechai has it in Shavuos Tafshin Lamed Zayin is as follows. V'im shafecha v'lo bladka asma kol hayamim, that if she forgot and did not perform B'dikas all the days, Rak Yom Shapaska Bo Le'erev. So she only did a Hefek Tara. Ulamachras Shuhu Yom Rishon Shasvira Bodka Atma Shachas V'Arvis. And on day one, she did Bedikos Shachas V'Arvis. Ubiyom Zayin Bodka V'Nim Seis Tahora. And she did a bedika on day seven, and that was a good bedika. Mutares v'tavelos b'layla. So it sounds like the Mordechai is presenting what the minimum number of bedikas that would be kasha b'di'evet are, and the way he presents it is two bedikas on day one, and a single bedika on day seven. So Mordechai sounds like he splits between day one and day seven, that two bedikas are ma'akev on day one, only one bedika is ma'akev on day seven, and l'chachila, a bedika should be performed twice a day, every day. So maybe we'll come back to this when we talk about B'dikas B'di'evet next time, but that's just noteworthy within the Mordechai. In the Rokeach, in the Sefer Truma, so they assume, like the Smag, that B'dikas, Shachris, and Argus are Ma'akev both on day one and day seven, that if you miss any of the two B'dikas on day one and day seven, that sets you back to square one. Yeah. Good, so let's talk about it. That's what we're here for. Okay. So what's the marker for why would you require two bedikas? So the Shari Dura has the following lashon. That the bedikos of Shivanakiyam are analogous to bedikos for Taros. And the Beis Yosef explains that within this position of the Smag Visiato, that this is based on the Tyrus model that we have in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph writes as follows. Pa'anim tzricha lios bodekas shachris ubein hashmashas. There are times where a woman needs to perform bedikos both in the morning and bein hashmashas, and at the end of the day. So this is in the context of taros. There's a context of a woman being permitted to eat taros and preserving her cheskas tahara. So Rashi there explains on this Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Pa'amim Tzrichel Yos Bodek is Kol Isha, Shachris Ubein Hashmashas, Shachris Lahach Shir Tairos Shalayla. So a woman needs to perform a bedik in the morning to make sure that the Tairos that she touched the previous night remain tahor, and that her status hasn't changed. And arvis lahachshir tahora shayom, and she has to do another bedika in the evening, excuse me, to make sure that she didn't negatively impact or change the status of the taros that she touched during the daytime. So Beis Yosef says this is the source for those Rishonim that require two bedikas a day. The problem is, and Rebbe Kivega raises this in Chulas Kama Simen Samech, Chulas Kama Simen Samech, Dira Maskel Hein Emes, the paragraph beginning Hein Emes, that it's clear from the Hemshech of the Gemara here in Yidalef on the Beis that this is only the Yintaris. The Gemara says, Yudaf and Mabez have the two dots. Amr Yehuda Meshmuel, Lo Shanu Alataras. This requirement of two bedikas a day, Parma Shitzricha, Livdog Shachas, and Benesh Mashas, that's older than Yintaras of all the Bail and Mutaras. Then it goes on to qualify that, but the bottom line is that this mission is only L'inyan Taros, not L'inyan Heta L'Baila. So how could this serve as a source for requiring B'dika twice a day L'Baila? So the Bach writes as follows. Now the Bach in Sivkat and Hay. V'ach l'gav da'asikna hasam d'lo amu ala l'Taros aval l'Baila l'Baila B'dika klal l'Baila B'dika. Even though it's clear from the Maskanas of Gemara get off in the days that the mission is Nidon is only about Taros, not about Heter l'Baila. So there's no evidence of any requirement to the Gemara of requiring two B'dikas a day l'Baila. Hainu dafka l'achar shetavla. So the Nidon, the Gemara, the Nidon, the mission there is a woman that has a cheskas Tara, which was created by the fact that last we knew she went to the mikvah, and there's no reisa on that cheskas tara. So where she has a cheskas tara, when it comes to taros, there's a requirement because of the chumrah of taros to do two bedikos to make sure that she wasn't unknowingly metame taros that she came in contact with. But that's a chumrah for taros, but it's not relevant to baila because the baila she can rely on her cheskas tara absent any reisa. Aval. The Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim, Tehi Becheskas Tumeya, when it comes to Shiva Nikiyim, where the woman has a Cheskas Tuma, so that's already not like the Chavis Das, and those Achronim who understand that once you have a Hefzik Tara, she's already Yosem the Cheskas Tuma. So the Bach says, during Shiva Nikiyim, she still has a Cheskas Tuma. So then, Tzricha Bedika, Pamayim, Shachris Yarvis. Shachris, Otsiyami De Safik, Shamarasa, Bavaila, Shalafanov. For Arvis, let's see him in the Safek, Shemarasa B'yom. The Vesfiras, Shemin Akim, Labayla, Tzvicha B'dika, Kamal Vitalos, Lacha Shetavla. So the Bach assumes, in explaining those who show that require two B'dikas a day, that the analogy is a woman during Shemin Akim, Labayla, is analogous to a woman who is Becheskas Tara, Lataras. A woman who's Becheskas Tara barely required because of the malus of Taras, because of the summers of Taras, even though she has a Becheskas Tara required to be Dikos. But you transpose that down a notch to a woman during Shiva Nikiyim who does not have a Becheskas Tara, so then you do require two Bedikas in order to establish that she didn't have any Re'ios during those Shiva Nikiyim during the previous day and night period. So it's not a perfect analogy, but the Bach says that is the reference. That's why the Beis Yosef refers to the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph as the source for these Rishon. And the Sidur Tara writes this as well in Sifkat and Yud Aleph. So again, the assumption of the Bach is that a woman during Shiva Nikiyim is considered to be Becheskas Tumeya still, and that's why we require a higher threshold of Bedikas. Yeah?
But then does the Bach, of course, anyone hold that way? What does the Hefsek Tara accomplish?
So the Hefsek Tara establishes that it's no longer Mayana Pasuach. So that's just a starting point in order to proceed to Shivan Nikiyam, but it doesn't create a full Cheskas Tara. So there are gradations in the Tara process. You have to be Hufsak, you have to establish that it's no longer Mayanasa Pasuach, but then you're still Choshesh, that maybe there's still some Dam, and you need the Bedikos to make sure that there isn't. So saying that it's not Huchzak Mayanasa Pasuach is not the same as saying Huchzakar Mayanasa Asasim. There could be a middle ground. That there's no Chazaka that's Mayanasa Pasuach, but she still retains the status of Tumah, so we haven't removed the Cheskas Tumah. The Cheskas Tumah is a function, until she goes to the Mikra, there's still a Cheskas Tumah because the Maisa, she's still Tumea. So there's some middle ground there that it's not Hufsaka Ma'aseh Pasuach, but because of Ma'aseh she's still Tumeya, that's considered to be the Cheskas Tumah. Rabbi Willig suggested that maybe at least Mordechai who's one of the Rishonim requires two Bedikas, so that may be Lishitaso in Siman Tavshin Lamed Hei. The Mordechai in Siman Tavshin Lamed Hei writes that he says it within Rashi and Ben Etam that if a woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua, so then she requires Bedikos Labaila Shakras or Arvis. So this is a Siman Kuf Pei Vav Sugya that we haven't really discussed yet, but there is a shita in Rishonim. We'll talk about this when we get to Vestas later in the year. That if a woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua, then she requires Bedikos Shakas or Arvis in advance of Tashmish, and the Mordechai assumes that way. So we don't assume that way in Shachan Arach in Kuf Pei Vav. Rabbi Willig suggested that maybe the Mordechai is in a sense the Shitasa, that just as he requires two bedikas a day, labayla for a woman that has a vest that doesn't have a vest kavua, then maybe that's consistent to require two bedikas a day, lenin shiva nikiyam. But that sheet in Kuf Pei Vav, we don't paskin like it. Even if that's so in the Mordechai, it's not so in other Rishonim like the Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma argues on that Shitas Rashi in Kuf Pei Vav, but assumes that you do require Bedikos, Shakras, or Arvis. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber writes in Sif Dalet, B'chol yom mishiva yomei asfira tzmicha liyos bodekas lechafila pa'amayim b'chol yom. So every day of the Shiva Nikim, a woman has to do Bedikos lechafila twice a day. Achas Shachris v'achas Samach ben Hashmashas. Once in the morning and once Samach l'ben Hashmashas. Okay, that is the Lechachila, two Bedikas a day for all of the 7 days. Now when does Bedikas Shachris have to take place? So most of us can assume that Lechachila is after Hanetz. But b'diyavad, if you did a bedika after all those, that would work. Which is very relevant this time of year, when Nates is around 7:20-ish. So the Yom Kitikunam wouldn't be out to work before that. And if you did a bedika prior to Nates after all those, that would still be kosher. That's Mavur and Tosos and Samotas and Mabez. Diva Maskel Shiva Lenida Ushnayim Laziva. So Tosus there, when he talks about when a Bedika needs to be performed, so without the context isn't so relevant to this Nakuda for now, but the end of Tosfos writes, "Dealing Bedika Self Hayom Ol Lesfira Lai Atakanu Nos Israel Elam Kedim Deku Balias Amad Hashachar Lesfira Slayla Eina Sfira." That if a Bedika Self Hayom wouldn't work, then you'd have no choice but to do Bedika in the morning because the Sfira a Bedika night doesn't work. And when he talks about morning, the Lashon is Yivduku Balias Amad Hashachar. So that definitely would work. So now Lashon tells us it's clear that a bedika after Aros HaShachar would work, and that would be considered a bedika shachar. But Rabbi Wolhander in the Gufei Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah Chadash, he writes that there's no chiyuv that a woman should nowadays nates at 7:20, but then the summer nates could be much earlier, 5:30. There's no chiyuv for a woman to get up to set her alarm 5 minutes before her nates to do bedika exactly at her nates. It's like any mitzvah sayon, you can do the mitzvah in the morning when you get up, but there's no reason makdimim. Rabbi Bershtin from Machon Pura told a story that once he was approached by a newlywed couple that was having some shalom bayis problems that were spurred by the fact that the husband would wake his wife up every morning during Shiva Nikiyam right before Hanetz to make sure that she would do the bedika at the earliest possible point. So that's not advisable and not required. The bedika shachris is when you get up in the morning. I believe Rabbi Bershtin also pointed out that it's not a good idea to do bedika the second you get up either, because the way the body's equilibrium works is that it's more likely to have a problematic bedika if you do the second you get up. You have to give the body a little bit of time to get its balance, and it doesn't have to be done the second a woman gets up. Okay, so that's as far as the morning bedika. What about the evening bedika, the afternoon bedika? So Lashon Shulchan Aruch was Samach ben Hashmashas. Samach ben Hashmashas, as we encountered earlier for Hasek Tara, Kos can assume a half hour before, Aruch HaShulchan says a half hour or an hour. The Moshe writes, Chelik Bey is the other day at the end of Simen Ayin Tes. Chelik Bey is the other day at the end of Simen Ayin Tes. That this man bedikas lechachila is samach ben hashmashas, which is kodem hashkia. But since this is a din lechachila, so if it's difficult to do it right before shkia, then your Moshe says you can even do it after shkia. Even ben hashmashas. Meaning to say that since the whole requirement for a second bedika anyway is a lechachila and not liikuva, so if you didn't do it before Ben Hashmashos, you still should do it after Ben Hashmashos, and that'll count for something. And Rav Avadi writes this as well, page Shin Beis to page Shin Gimel. So if it was a bedika that was ma'akev, that'd be a lot harder to sustain. You know, if we're talking about a day one or day seven bedika where it's likuvi, you didn't do any other bedikas, then it would be a lot harder to argue that you could do that bedika b'bein hashmashas. Moshe says anyway, it's only a lechachila. So then, even achar b'bein hashmashas, if you didn't do it before, you should still do it then. If b'bein hashmashas passed, so then there's no point in doing a bedika any later, because then you missed the boat. Rav Osner in Shiur Shevet Alevi has that the lechachila is notwithstanding the lashon of Sabbath ben Hashmashos, lechachila should be after mincha ketana. But he says that the hider is that it should be closer to shkia during samach ben Hashmashos, samach ben Hashmashos. The Rabbi Murchison presents this as a machlokes, whether Sarach ben Hashmashos is a hider or lechachila. It's hard exactly to parse what the difference is. Because Lemaisa, everyone would agree, it sounds like that the optimal time is Sarach ben Hashmashos. If you can't do Sarach ben Hashmashos, then you do it till later in the afternoon before Sarach ben Hashmashos. That's also good. And Moshe says that if you forgot to do it, it's already Shkia, then you still should do it during Ben Hashmashos, because it doesn't harm. And maybe it's still a Kiyum because it's still Safek Yom. Okay. But given that, according to many Rishonim, even though the Chachil is only one Bedik a day, so Post can take the position that where there are other considerations, that women's having difficulty becoming Tahara, so then there are grounds to forego the second Bedika. Rav Ozner has like that, other Postkin as well. In my opinion, Rabbi Willard's biggest clue in Hilchos Nida, there are a couple candidates, but I think the biggest clue in Hilchos Nida is to tell people lechachila not to bother with the second Bedika day. Biggest clue in the sense that it's against what we pass, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Willard's position is that most problematic Bedikos are because of the pressure to perform a Bedika in the afternoon, especially this time of year. And since Nekar Din, according to Rav Rishonim, even Lechachila Yoni, one Bedika day, so that's sufficient, and you don't need to bother with a second Bedika. When Rabbi Willig wrote this up, in what's now printed in the Am Mordechai, the volume on Dalachak, Shachan Aruch, Simon Kaftalid, Osei, Simon Kaftalid, Osei, So he writes that in the times of the Rishonim that required two bedikas a day, women had a lot more time on their hands. So there wasn't the kind of pressure that we have now with women who have a job and have kids at home and are in a rush. The Haraya, they write that the women went to shul every day. So obviously they had a lot of time on their hands that the women were able to go to shul every day for mincha or mincha marif. We pointed out that may not be the most compelling raya based on the possibility that the real gear says based on Kisei. But that notwithstanding, Rabbi Willig is still of the opinion that there's no need to perform two bedikos a day, even lechachila. And even though the Mishnah says in Daf Gimel and Aleph, Kaliyad Amar b'Liv Dak B'Nashim Mishubachas, that it's better to perform extra bedikas, that's not relevant over here. That's talking about bisman tarasa, or bisman, we're concerned about taras, maybe. Rabbi Eider has that point, or Moshe has that point, and it's true with Rabbi Eider, Os Kavches, that Kalamar Belivdog may be bisman tarasa, but b'shivin akiyim, Eilanu more than what Chazal recommended. Kalyada Marba lived up Ganeshan doesn't mean that a woman should look for chumras during a Shiva Nikiyam to do extra bedikos or extra things. So for example, Ramosha writes in that context that there's no hinder, there's no reason for a woman to be machmer on herself to dafka use white toilet paper during Shiva Nikiyam, because that's not part of the recommendations of Chazal. The Moshe says, especially nowadays, as it is, we're more machmir on maros than is necessary mikradin. It's we're machmir in every red, we're more machmir on different shades than mikradin are tahor. So given that, there's no need to look for more chumras. Chachmas Arlem has a similar orientation. Kuf Yud Zayin Os Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Zayin Os Yud Gimel. Chachmas Arlem writes that if you have a woman who has a tendency to have spotting, to have these little red dots, then she shouldn't be machmir on herself to do extra bedikos more than necessary, because that has the potential of setting her back. So as far as Rabbi Willig's position here, so I would tell people that if you're a Talmud of Rabbi Willig across the board and follow all his tzakim, so it's totally legitimate to follow his tzak in this matter, to only do one bedikah de lechachila. If not, so I think you're probably still bound by the tzak in Shulchan Aruch and the current practice across the rest of the world to lechachila require two bedikahs a day. Obviously, if there are exaggerated circumstances, then there are grounds to dispense with one of them in consultation with the Pesach, and we'll talk about next time, sometimes even to dispense with any of them on given days during Shiva Nikim. Okay. In the Shira Shevet Alevi, he writes that he thinks the Iker Bedika, according to those we've shown him, that we require two Bedikas a day, which is the, if you're going to dispense with one of them, which one should you dispense with? If you're in a Shas at Chak or the other situation where the recommendation is it's hard to get that many clean bedikas, there's irritation, so only do one bedika a day. So which bedika should you do? So Rav Vosner said that the implication we've shown him is that the Iker bedika is the morning bedika. That is the, at least on day one, that's the initial bedika, the bedika, so the beginning of Sfira. And therefore, if a woman is only going to be bodekas once a day, she should be bodekas in the morning. As we'll see next time, the position of the Shalah, that there's a chiyuv of Sfira b'peh, that a person has to count verbally when count verbally the day, like Sfiras Omer. So Rav Vosner's Mitzai in the Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Sadi Zayin Sivkata Yud, Sidrei Tara Simen Kuf Sadi Zayin Sivkata Yud, where he writes that according to the Shalah, the Sfira B'Peh should be in the morning, because that's the Tchila Sasnat. So Rav Vosner thinks that just like if you hold within that position, if you accept this Shalah, you have to have a Sfira B'Peh, so Sidrei Tara writes that's in the morning because that's the Tchilas Hazman. So if you're going to pick one Bedika to do, better to do the Bedika in the morning because that is the Tchilas Hazman. Chus Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yod, Simen Ayin Ches Oz Beis, Chelek Yod, Simen Ayin Ches Oz Beis, was asked as Shai as well, which bedika to do if you're only doing one a day. So he points out that this is actually a machlokas achronim within the shalah, when are you supposed to do the count? So he quotes the Chachmas Adam as saying, well, we quoted from the Sidrei Tara as well, that the counting should be in the morning, according to the Shalah. But in the Shalah itself, the way the Shalah is quoted by the later Poskim, he quotes the Lashon, Chena hakti kol yamai, v'tzivisi l'ishti shetispo l'eis erev, kodem shkiyas hachama, yom al l'sfiras libunai. So according to that, the Shalah is at the kind of the end of the day, and maybe that's the Iker Sfira. But he thinks that we should follow the Sidrei Tara and the Chachmas Adam, and if you're going to do one a day, better to do the morning one. Okay. So let's say if you're working with two bedikas a day and you didn't do the morning one yet, and it's already already noontime. So you could have argued that if the requirements of bedikas shacharis and bedikas arvis or benesh rashas or some of the benesh rashas, then shacharis can't go past chatzos. So if you missed chatzos, then no point in doing two bedikas yet that day. Rav Osler writes that even though that's probably true, that there's no clear kiyum of doing the morning bedika after chatzos, but better to do two bedikas anyway, not to confuse people, not to be mechalek. And maybe that's the key in Palomar Belivduk, and off you Gimel. And Rabbi Forrest as well, on page 205, says maybe if the reason for doing two bedikas a day is based on Taurus, even if you did it after Chatzos, that still proves something about the night before. And anyway, he thinks, again, like Rav Osler, it's still a good idea to do two bedikas, not to confuse people. Into thinking that you only need one. Okay. So, is the chiyuv bedikas during Shiva Nakiyam a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? So at first glance, there's no makor anywhere in the Gemara that would indicate a chiyuv deraisa for bedikas shiva nakiyam. And that's the lashon of Tosfos Rashi in Samach Tes Amud Aleph that chumra ba'almahu. However, the Beis Yosef has an interesting lashon. Beis Yosef writes, and this is the reason that he's machmir like the smag to require two bedikas a day. Beis Yosef writes in that context, the kevan the kohani rabusa misakulahu. So since the machlokas rishonim hani bedikas dini lechachila, ein lahakel bedavar shahu safek iser karis. So you shouldn't be maker when it comes to something that is a safek iser karis. And Rav Kiveger assumes, although you could argue, Rav Kiveger assumes in Kamasim and Samech that the Beis Yosef means to say we're talking about a din d'oraisa, that the chiyuv bedikas are a din d'oraisa. They could have said, as we noted in a similar context in the past, that what the Beis Yosef means is that since we're talking about halachas that are related to Nisar Karis, that a woman who doesn't go through the Tahara process is asur l'bayil b'Nisar Karis. So therefore, we tend to be machmir in all the ancillary halachos, but not necessarily would mean that the chiyuv bedikas itself is a chiyuv deraisa. But Rav Kiveger takes it to mean that the chiyuv bedikas, the etzem, the chiyuv itself is a din deraisa. If it is a din deraisa, what's the source? So Achronim assume that it should be connected to the safrala. So, for example, Chidush Echas Sofi here on Samach Ches Amud Beis has the following analysis. And I guess for purposes of this, we have a little bit backwards, but we should just note the Shitas in the Mishnah. So, according to Hazar Bezav Shabbakar Asman B'yom Yishan Masitar B'yom Shiri Masitar, So, according to Reb Lezer, as long as a woman performs bedikas on the run in day 7, she can go to the mikvah after these 7 days, and there's no need to add any additional days to the count, and the missing bedikas on day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are not li'ikuv. Reb Yeshua Omer, Ein lahan ela yom rishon v'yom shvi'i b'lavad. Reb Yeshua says that no, day 1 counts as day 1, day 7 counts as day 2, and then you need another 5 days with bedikas for Shiva Nakiyam. So not doing bedikas in the middle will set you back the number of days on which you didn't do bedikas. So if you missed bedikas on day 2 through 6, you need to count 5 more days. But you don't lose day 1. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein lehamel yom shvi'i bavai. Rabbi Kiva says, no, even if you did a bedikah on day 1, but you didn't follow it up and only did a bedikah on day 7, then you lost, you're back to square 1, you lost everything up to day 7. So there are two levels of machlokas here. You know, topic number 1 is that, do you need to count every day in order to count that day as a clean day? So according to Razor, definitely not. You can't, even if you missed all the middle bedikos, it doesn't set you back at all. According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, you need to have a bedika on any given day to count that as a clean day. Even Rabbi Yeshua will say that you can't count the missing 5 days as a clean day. If you didn't do bedika, you have to count another 5 days. And Rabbi Akiva thinks that that they have to be contiguous. So that's another level. That Rabbi Yeshua says you need a bedika to count the day as a clean day, but the days don't have to be contiguous. According to Rabbi Akiva, the days have to be contiguous. So we'll come back to that. So for purposes of understanding what the nature of a chiyuv d'oraisa for bedikas would be, the Chasam Sofer writes as follows. Al karchach v'safra le'alomar shetzarech levarer hasfira v'abedika v'lo tismach ala chazaka. That part of a safra that requires that you have to perform a birur and not to rely on a cheskas tara. V'hayin v'afilu le'ikuva di lechachilo mitzvah v'amav pshita. So the Chasam Sofer says, Vesafila is telling us that you actually have to do something proactive to be mevarer her status, and that is Leikuva. That as a lechachila matter, we understand anyway that you can't rely on a chazaka if it's Asher Levarure Bekal. So it'd be Asher Levarure Bekal Yedibidika. So even without the Safrila, we would have required bedikas as a lechachila matter. But the Safrila is telling us that you need to do something proactive to be mevarer her status, and that, namely bedikas, is going to be leikuva. And he said how far that goes is essentially the machlokas Tanaim and Mishnah. So he says, Rabbi Kiva who holds that if you miss all the middle days, it sets you back to square one, then you have to start day 7 as day 1. So we keep this real way. Nihi ba'alma samchinan achazaka de paska kvar miliros v'nista mayana. So without Zeres HaKasev, you would have assumed that the Hasek Tara creates a chazaka that she's not seeing Dam anymore. And nista mayana. But here there's a custom that tells us you need more than that. You need a birur. V'mkein, kevan de lo nezel basa chazaka, havelei b'chal yom b'safik ri'ya. So since Safra is telling you can't just rely on that chazaka, so if you can't rely on the chazaka, so then the woman is every day in a status of safik ri'ya. And if you didn't do bedika, so maybe she saw that we didn't realize. And that's why you have to go back and start the count from scratch. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gzeres HaKasev is telling you that you need an active birur on a daily basis, and if you lack that any day, then she's besafik stira, you have to go back to square one. Rabbi Shua's relay, the chazaka de gufa alam tuva, hechi de laka cheskas mamon nagda. So in general, outside of Hilchas Mamonas, in general, cheskas aguf in this case, her cheskas minus asasim is strong, but it's still exeris akasiv, lived out shiva yamim of a losh atistam isafin. It's still exeris akasiv to the bedikas, but the chazak is strong enough that it's not going to set you back to square one if you missed bedikas. And Rabbi Lazar Shrilahu, Nihi Degali Lam Kod, the low nasal, that's a chazaka, that's a ktara. Mechatesi Lenu Rahamsi Kokach Negat Asvara, she you call a yamin bedukim lefanenu, Dai Lenu in Tivara Yam Achronaki, Vinoma Reiniki lefanenu. The Mestamagan Yam Yisharim Kainayu. And Rabbi Lazar holds that it's true that you can't just rely on the chazaka of Hesek Tara alone. But you don't have to go so far as to say that you need a bedika every day. As long as you do bedika at the end of the Shiva Nikiyam, and you did a bedika, let's say, at the beginning, or maybe even if not, as long as you did a bedika at the end of the Shiva Nikiyam coupled with a Hesek Tara, so that's enough to establish that we're not concerned there was a Re'iyah in the interim. So the way the Chazon Sof reframes it, everyone agrees that the Sofra introduces a different level to the Chazak equation. Now, without the Safra law, you would have relied on the Cheskas Tara created by Hefzik Tara. And the Safra law tells you that's not sufficient. The Mephogos is, how far does that go? What is the Kuva? And what is the Torah through the Safra law telling you needs to be done the Kuva in order to complete the Tara process? The Chazon Ish has a slightly different take in Siman Sadi Gimel, Os Aleph to Os Beis, that it's not just that you need a kiyum of a safra, it's not just that you need to actively count, and however many days you need to actively count the Yikuvas and Machlokas Tanaim, but the safra that's telling you that you can't rely on the chazaka without a bedika, that the chazaka is compromised without the bedika. Rabbi Karp points out that there's the lesson of Sefer Chinuch in Siman Reish Zayin. Sefer Chinuch writes, "Ikar abedika min haTorah midechsev v'safer la, ubelo bedika ein kan sfira." Ikar abedika min haTorah midechsev v'safer la. So the ikar abedika is based on v'safer la, but v'safer la is only fulfilled with the bedika. Without a bedika, there's no v'safer la. It doesn't mean count, it means check. And the Minchas Chinuch writes over there, in Tishal, Lama chivu zechon levracha limnos hashanim shava shava midechsev v'safar talacha. So why is it that there's an active chiyuv sefira for Yovel? V'lo ra'imu me'olam she'yim na'hazav yimei sviro, v'lo hazav yimei svirasa. Ach abishakasa behem v'safrilo v'safrilo. So notwithstanding the shala, the Minchas Chinuch, who doesn't assume the way, says, why do we distinguish? Why is there a chiyuv, an active chiyuv svira for Yovel, but there's no active chiyuv svira for Shiva Nikiyim? It says in Minchas Chinuch, and then he continues in the framing of the question, So there's no requirement for active counting, but there is a requirement of consciousness, that she has to be aware of the passing of the Shivanakim. But not that to the point that you have to be motivated with a bracha. So we'll get to the answer in a moment, but Rabbi Karp just points out what you see from the formulation of the question is that the ikar kiyam of the safara of the dikos is the consciousness. There's no kiyam of a sphere of path. And within what the chinuch himself says that the ikar bedika is from the safara below bedika in kansfira, so the bedika is a physical way of expressing or concretizing consciousness that you're within the Shivanakiya. We'll talk about that next time and the time after in the context of the of those shitas that the consciousness is likuva. But that's how the Minchas Kina frames Shivanakiya. Then he answers, why is there a difference between Shivanakiyam and Yovel? Ki kol inyan ha-Torah toli beferish ha-mikubal, v'kama tzuvim nirim behepetz ha-mizah, v'kama kushyas v'kama stiros yizkachu ha-komi shalo yida'o, v'ashir yadani v'alboyo yira, ki kol d'racha d'rachinah v'chol nesivas ha-emes, v'chein v'as... So the answer is that that's what the Torah Shabbat teaches us. If you just read the Pesukim, you have no way of knowing what's really required, and you have to rely on the Torah Shabbat to flesh out what is the difference between this sphere and that sphere. But Anagil Yanenu is the Minchas Kinnas formulation that the thrust of the Sphira, which is essentially the Bedikos, is the consciousness, the Hashkafa, that you're within a period of Shivanakiyam. Okay, let's stop here for today, and then next time we'll talk about what Bedikos are Li Kuvah.